And the next poem is about a baker. My grandfather on my father's side was a baker, master baker, and for many years had his own bakery. If Bach had been a baker, that dozen by now it's humming inside the oven. J.S. stands there and he hums too. He knows in time each grain, each tiny grain grows. The job suits his temperament well. The baker's house is the place to dwell. Full trays of buns lined up, round notes, a chord. Each day he rises and gives thanks to the Lord. His wife is waiting, holds out the clean, fresh white smock. Then he hugs her, strokes her flesh. He blows her kisses, steps into the light, where he can raise the flower on left and right. Brot und Kuchen, ja, hier gibt es alles, was sie suchen. Bach am Bach, a corner plot by the brook, the swaying lettered sign, a prayer book. Today, how big and bold the letters glow, a rainbow color Bach with specks of snow. The steamy windows held so safely in the brown baguette of brick next to its twin. Just now a stork was sighted, and it's true, in 9 months' time a son for Bach is due. Inside, the smell of bread brings tears to one's eye, and I can see you now as you still try to resist. Resist Bach's God-blessed Fruitloaf. Vanilla, almond, honey, spice and clove. That 13th bun would not have been required as Bach the baker would have been inspired by God, and luck would not have been his guide. His name and fame in time go country-wide, and people will come to stand and hear him hum and sing to flower, to grain. So clear his voice, so pure the water and the yeast, our daily bread transformed into a feast.